everyone who's done healing work will tend to have the perspective that there's, whatever the suffering or pain has been, there's been a purpose behind it. And, you know, purposes are, you know, context specific. So the idea that we need to be personally involved in our transformation, for example, has been, the context of that is the culture of conscious involvement in healing at the time of awakening, at the time of opening into this newness. But now the newness is here. Yes, you can still do that if you want to, but there isn't the need. And this can be quite humbling for the spiritual ego, for sure, because there are people all over the world right now just going pop without having to necessarily look directly at their stuff. People will ski down a mountain and find themselves tapping into the already awakened and vibrant life, and the stuff of their life just, you know, begins to move through. Conscious participation it tends to be because we love that. And what I also say, which I think I was going to cover later as well, is that, you know, where there is, in quotes, a need to be involved consciously in the shifts as they happen, then that will become obvious in the stream of consciousness. And certainly from an MPA perspective, I talk about, you know, do the process, get on with your life. And with MPA, we see a lot that when you do the process, sometimes the shift will just happen, wham. There'll be almost no, what I call, subjective win. There'll be, you know, not even a sense of energy moving, nothing. And yet you step into your life and things have changed. One of my favorite examples of that is, we talked yesterday about going from holding in becomes letting out and holding out becomes letting in. Right. And there was a lady at one of the, I was doing a satsang retreat, and she had the experience of looking around, and someone had just shared their experience in a very eloquent, beautiful way. You know, it was just, she flowed and was very poetic in her description of what she was experiencing. And this lady put her hand up and she started to say, you know, she's just sort of spoken so well, and I just can't seem to do that. And so she's sort of stuttering and blundering her way through this trying to express herself, clearly frustrated by it. Of course, I saw that, and for me that was classic holding out. She'd excluded herself. And when I was listening to her speaking, it was clear to me that she was asking for, she was praying for, and I seem to recall that the words she used were clear expression. So we used that as a cookie cutter, and I said, are you just willing to say some simple words? I didn't really explain it to her at all. I said, just repeat after me. So this clear expression, this energy of clear expression, this pure energy of clear expression is not personal. This pure energy of clear expression is not personal. And she's repeating after me, this pure energy of clear expression is not personal, and I am willing to experience it. And as I always say, you know, just be still, allow whatever's here to be here, and let me know when it's done. And she looked at me and went, and she said, well, nothing's happened, and I don't really see the point of saying those words. I still can't do anything like what she's just done. And everyone just rolled around laughing. Because there was no need in her to be consciously involved in whatever shifts need to take place. But once she realized that she could now speak freely, now what's going to happen there? Well, firstly, her emotional state is going to change. She doesn't have to go in and change her emotional state, but because the shift has happened, her emotional state changes. Now, how about her beliefs? She's not going to need to go in, and root around, discover what is the belief that's responsible, where did it come from, was it from my history? No, the shift happens, and then a consequence to that, she's going to start believing automatically different things about herself, right? So this is where, when you shift in consciousness, there are times when there's no need to be personally involved in all of those aspects that, and again, we're commonly told, in modern spiritual sort of cultural ideals, are that there's a necessity to be involved in that. Now, there are other times where someone may do an MPA process, and there may be part of them that, in a way I would say, is wants to or would like to be more aware of or involved in some some idea of causality, in other words, it goes from this to that to that, in which case they may do an MPA process. There may be some subjective win, some experience, which may be, for example, a sense of an emotional breakthrough or release, or even, you know, sort of going through a number of layers, or it might be that they get an awareness of a specific belief or consciousness which just seems to pass. But there's an awareness in that of that happening, so they're more consciously involved. And yet, I notice with MPA, and certainly in the training of it, we teach you to let that happen of its own accord rather than, you know, to get involved in the process as it happens. But even so, I often say, so if there is within the makeup of a particular life stream in relation to a particular issue, if there's some need or longing to be involved in the steps of the outcome, then those will show up by themselves. But the distinction really for me is that this, and this is, I guess, part of what I see as indicative of the shift, is that there's no longer necessarily the need to evoke the personal mechanisms by yourself. But of course you can do, because sometimes it's like, you know, we like to drink coffee, we like to, you know, to have ice creams, and we like to go rooting around our beliefs. It's kind of we've got to enjoy it. That's kind of sets it in a slightly different way, and it's and so you can be part of it.